This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
It is 7:46. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9. Chai FM. Julian Resnick, journalist, Israel correspondent, joins us for the Israel report this morning. Julian, how are you?
Hi, Boker Tov. How am I? You know that question. What that question means to us these days.
Yeah, not a simple. It's such a loaded question. I realize I have to actually stop asking it because it's just too difficult to answer.
But don't stop asking it. Because you do know that at some point I'm going to say, "Great, thank you."
Okay, so we will keep an eye on that, and we hope for and look forward to that day. Let's talk about the fact that Trump has, well, his administration has had direct conversations with Hamas. That seems to have come as a bit of a shock to Israel. Tell us about it.
So, some of your listeners might be my age and older. If they are, they probably remember Boswell and Wilkie Circus. I'm not sure whether you remember. Do you remember Boswell and Wilkie?
Yeah, sure.
So I think in a way, and I hope I'm terribly wrong. In a way, Trump reminds me all the time of Boswell and Wilkie Circus. I remember going into the circus tent and having this different reality sort of all of a sudden in Somerset West, where I grew up. It was on the rugby field down near the Strand. And when I watch Trump, I feel as though I've entered into the circus ring. And I want to, the reason I say I hope I'm terribly wrong, Trump does not have partners. He does not look for partnerships. He looks to dominate the people who he is entering into these strange relationships with. I am very worried about what his relationship with Israel is going to turn into. Very worried indeed. If we at any point stand up to him and say, hang on, we don't want you to do this type of negotiation, or we want to actually handle the situation differently, I'm not sure how he's going to respond to us. That worries me terribly. This thing of the direct negotiations with Hamas is an incredibly complicated thing for us in Israel, no matter where one stands politically, by the way, because we have been very careful over the years, no matter who's been in power in Israel, to have to be, as it were, almost one step away from the people who have done these terrible, terrible things to us. And now he's dealing directly with them. I'm not sure what that means for us. You are aware that there are signs at the demonstrations saying, Trump, please, get Netanyahu to do what you want him to do. There's a big question about where Netanyahu is in this whole thing, as Trump seems to be taking over, or his administration taking over some of the negotiations. I think it's quite worrying.
Shouldn't we not be worrying? Shouldn't we be looking at where it's at right now, rather than saying, because I do or don't trust Trump, then I'm concerned about this happening in the future? The fact is that hasn't Trump been more clear, more supportive, and done more in the last, since he came into office, than we've seen over the many, many months of the war?
So, can I make a suggestion to you and your listeners? You've probably seen the Eli Sharabi interview. On Uvda. If you haven't, you must. And I want to suggest to all the listeners, they have to watch the Eli Sharabi interview, because I think we actually at the moment we're in a very, very delicate situation. If what Trump is going to do is to take out the one living dual citizen American Israeli and then walk away, I'm not sure what that does for us. If Trump is going to say to Israel, send the troops in, and we listen to him and send the troops in, I'm not sure what that does to us either. So I don't think things are as clear cut as they're meant to be. I also do believe, by the way, that Trump is manipulating us into believing that it is because of him that certain things have happened. Stage one was put together long before you know, he came into power. And I worry that there is a manipulation over here that we are going to find ourselves if Trump then says, okay, I have Idan Alexander, and I really hope Idan Alexander gets out, don't misunderstand me, but that's it. What do we do then? You know, what do we do? We don't have a stage two. What do? Do we sacrifice the other hostages? Does the new chief of staff of the IDF sort of say, full steam ahead, we are bombing, we are flattening Gaza? What happens to the other hostages there? I think that this is an unbelievably complex situation. And I think that we need incredibly good leadership not to get us into a situation in which we lose the rest of our hostages.
Right. Unfortunately, I don't think we've had particularly strong or good leadership until now, which is potentially why we are still in the situation that we are in. The question is does the change of leadership, the change in style, give us more hope or less hope? And I guess only time will tell whether that is the case. The leaked information obviously does put a negative add a negative element to the relationship between the US and Israel. And what I'm referring to is the fact that Israel was told afterwards that the administration, the US administration, met with Hamas, and they, the Israelis, leaked it to the press. What does that mean?
I think that's exactly, Howard, what I'm referring to. If you have a partner who is a real partner, they are not going to go behind your back and create a reality on you know, in the areas that are closest to our hearts. Now, that's why I say, you know, watch the Eli Sharabi interview, because I think the Eli Sharabi interview shows who we are, really who we are, who we want to be, who we've been, and who we can be in the future. And I am not sure that the style of President Trump and his administration is going to help us. And I hope I'm terribly wrong. I want you to hear that again and again. You know, please God, I'm terribly wrong. And this coming week, all of the hostages come home. I will eat my, as they say in Hebrew, I will eat my hat. I think they say it in English too. And I will say I was terribly wrong. And thank goodness we have President Trump in place. I'm very worried. So, I'm very worried that that's not going to be the outcome. And, and God forbid we're going to lose hostages if we open up with an intense attack on Gaza right now.
So what do you think should be the approach at this stage?
I think the approach at this stage is to basically have an Israeli negotiating team in Doha, in Qatar, saying, how do we, saying we will end the war. We want, as long as we can get our hostages back immediately, or within a very short space of time, and we will end the war. I take the position that most of the hostage families are pushing at the moment, which is, if we need to deal with Hamas in the future, we'll deal with Hamas in the future, but we can't do it right now. We cannot bomb Gaza right now with our hostages still being held. Because the Hamas are, they're animals. What, God forbid, what they will do is, if we start the wars, they'll execute the hostages. I don't think that you can underestimate the impact that scenario will have on us in Israel. I really think that people, that's why I'm recommending, even the first 5 minutes of the Eli Sharabi interview shows you just how pained, how unbelievably pained we are in Israel right now. And if we open and if we launch an attack this week and we lose the hostages, Howard, I hate to think of what the consequences are for us over here in Israel. I hate to even imagine what it means.
What have we seen in terms of signs of life from the hostages?
So we have signs of life now from 18 of the, we believe, 24 hostages that are alive. The signs of life are of course painful beyond belief, because Hamas is manipulating the situation to cause as much pain as possible. to raise the price, obviously, of the negotiation. You know, this is not, you know, this is not a real estate deal between two sides who have the other side somewhere, you know, in their insight and want to do something which is good for both sides. They are manipulating the situation totally. We have, and I have to say this, even though some of your listeners won't like it, we have very few cards in our hands. They have many cards in their hands. Their cards are the hostages. And they know that Israel is filled with a huge number of people that will do almost anything to get the hostages back. They know that. They know who we are. The decency of Israel, the greatness of Israel, works against us in this situation. They know we don't want to pick up 59 body bags.
I am fascinated to hear what our listeners think about this, the approach and your thoughts. It'll be interesting for me to hear. Share them with me on 061-895-1019. Julian Resnick has given us a very different perspective this morning, and I'd love your thoughts on it with regard to Trump, with regard to the hostages. What is your reaction? 061-895-1019. Julian Resnick, thank you, as always.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. If you have dreamed of owning a property in Israel, close to the sea or close to the center of Tel Aviv, now is your chance to make it a reality. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa to discuss new property opportunities in Israel. For a private meeting with Barry Cohen to discuss your Israeli property or any Israeli property needs, WhatsApp him on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency, your Israeli property, is in good hands.